From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Alabama schools have been struggling as COVID-19 spurred numerous absences among students and staff. But this week in Birmingham City Schools, teachers conducted a sick out where they use sick days and don't show up to work. They say they want a stronger response from administrators on COVID safety. WBHM's Kyra Miles has more.
For weeks, Richard Franklin received calls from parents and teachers about more people infected with COVID-19 in the school system. He's the union president of the Birmingham American Federation of Teachers.
A red flag went up.
In the last week, over 450 students and over 100 employees have tested positive. Franklin called an emergency Zoom meeting on Sunday where teachers shared their grievances.
We had heard from so many people that you had situations where classrooms were overcrowded. We were already short of custodians, and that some of the schools, the custodians had COVID, so that means nobody was cleaning the building.
He says members pitched the idea of the sick out to get the administration to take action. In anticipation, district leaders decided at the last minute to go remote on Monday and Tuesday. But Franklin says the protests did make an impact.
It's created conversations. Even though the district hasn't fully been listening, I have seen so many people on Facebook, social media, say they're supporting what the educators are doing.
People like LaShunta Bowler. Her kids go to Woodlawn High School, where she heard reports of students stuck in the gym all day due to lack of staffing.
You know, I just felt like as a district, we were better than that. Like, why do teachers have to threaten a sick out for them to get their demands met when their demands are in alliance with the CDC guidelines?
Demands like more health safety supplies and air purifiers. Some teachers want the district to go virtual for 1 to 2 weeks to deep clean schools and figure out a better plan to track COVID exposures. Superintendent Mark Sullivan says he understands, but rejects closing schools.
We are all frightened because we're in a pandemic. I would also say that if we are looking to mitigate the spread of COVID, I think the last place that we need to look to close are our schools.
Birmingham City Schools' COVID-19 response includes required masking and free vaccine clinics and testing. But for those who called in sick this week, there's still more to do. Kyra Miles, WBHM.